What are some things that people can do to help protect their trusts and estates?
Two things, really. And one point is almost universally misunderstood in the lay community. Everybody thinks that they need to have a will, and you do. You need to have a will. Mm-hmm. And you also need to have other basic estate planning documents like an advance directive for your health care and a power of attorney in case you are incapacitated and unable to make your own decisions. But the vast majority of people's assets today pass outside of probate. Your will only controls your probate estate. Your will only controls those assets that do not pass outside of the probate process through payable on death accounts, beneficiary forms, that sort of thing. So when people pass away, they typically have, number one, real estate, their home. Mm-hmm. Number two, they have some sort of retirement savings, 401k or an IRA, and they often have life insurance. And that constitutes the vast majority of people's assets at death. None of those assets pass through the probate process.
Really?
So your will is completely irrelevant to the three major categories of assets that most people have at death. So to answer your question, the first thing is make sure you have engaged in very careful non-probate planning. Update your life insurance beneficiary forms. Update the beneficiary forms for your payable on death accounts, for your retirement accounts, and that sort of thing. And make sure your house is titled with whoever your significant other is or whoever you want to have your house at death as a joint tenant with a right of survivorship. That allows those assets to pass immediately and without probate. But that's also where most people get into trouble. People who are careful about their estate planning know to update their will when they have a major life event. They're married, divorced, they have a child. Mm-hmm. People very often forget to do the same thing with life insurance, beneficiary forms, and the beneficiary forms for their retirement
401ks accounts. 401ks and stuff.
So there are a lot of ex-spouses out there listed as beneficiaries on life insurance policies.
I was going to ask you about that because that's what I've heard several times. And then I was in the life insurance business for 3 years, and I heard tons of stories about that.
And with life insurance, you have to be the one that's proactive about it. A good estate planning lawyer will contact you to update a lot of your planning periodically. But people that sell life insurance typically don't do that. They figure they've done their service once they've provided you with a good policy, mm-hmm. and they tend not to be focused on succession planning.